We're going to go overseas now because Hamza Youssef has been elected leader of the Scottish National Party. He succeeds Nicola Sturgeon as leader and Scotland's first minister after a vote of party members. It was a narrow victory after a six-week campaign where the three candidates spent much of the contest criticising each other's record in a series of personal attacks. Well, our UK correspondent Ollie Barrett joins us now. Hi, Ollie.
Good morning.
Yeah, so this was a pretty, from what the brief bit I saw this morning, a pretty bitter campaign. What now? This is, I guess, a pretty significant moment for Scotland.
It is a significant moment for Scotland. I mean, Nicola Sturgeon has been in the job for so long that she's really part of the political furniture. The voters know her so well. She's led Scotland and the SNP over that period, and they've come to know how she does that, but also how she handles relations with London and that kind of thing. Hamza Youssef, you mentioned the bitter leadership campaign, comes out of that promising to unite the party, but it is a divided party in many ways at the moment. You heard him attacked during the leadership campaign by one of his rivals, who said that when he was transport minister, the trains never ran on time. She said, when you were justice secretary, the police were stretched to breaking point. And she said, as health minister, we've got record high waiting times. So that sort of illustrates the divisions that the SNP now need to try and recover from, but also gives you the attack lines, the exact same attack lines that opposition parties in Scotland and here in Westminster and London are using to attack Hamza Youssef as he takes on what is a very difficult role now.
Is he a popular figure, though? And what are those characteristics that have got him the job?
Well, it's interesting because obviously he's won this campaign very narrowly in the end. So he certainly isn't uniformly popular even in his own party. And actually, polling was showing in the campaign that Kate Forbes, who came second, might have actually been more popular with the broader Scottish public beyond SNP voters. So he certainly got his work cut out when it comes to popularity. And we heard him speaking about independence there, clearly a crucial issue for the SNP, a crucial issue for Nicola Sturgeon that she wasn't in the end able to deliver in the way that she would have liked to. But also the polling has shown us in recent weeks, really, during the leadership campaign, seems to suggest that actually support for independence has been on the slide in Scotland recently. We might be getting up to levels around 54-55% in favour of Scotland remaining in the UK. And so that's a hugely difficult issue for Hamza Youssef as well, is the independence issue, which, as I say, is so central to his political career, but also the party as well that he now leads.
So he is the first Muslim to lead a major UK party, is that right?
That's right, and he will be the first Muslim to lead one of the nations of the UK when that is confirmed. That hasn't actually happened yet. On Tuesday, there'll be a vote in the Scottish Parliament, a so-called leader vote. There will be other candidates that stand, but they haven't got a hope of winning. He will be confirmed as the first minister in the coming hours, and then he will become the first ethnic minority leader of a devolved government in the UK. But it also now means that you have a British Asian leading Scotland, you have a British Asian leading the UK in Rishi Sunak, the Prime Minister, you have a British Asian leading London in the form of Sadiq Khan, the Mayor of London. So it's also going to be the first time that you've had three British Asians in those three very central jobs in British politics.
Just finally, I mean, we heard him talk about his grandparents, was it, coming out 60 years ago? He was obviously, you know, pretty emotional and proud of his achievement.
That's right. And referencing that in his speech, it's something also that many of his political rivals have referenced in congratulating him on winning that role. It is quite a story. And as I say, we now have three British Asians in those really important jobs in British politics, which many people are reflecting on today. It tells a positive story about the UK.
Thank you very much, Ollie. That is Ollie Barrett there, just commenting on the upcoming, well, the elected leader of the Scottish National Party, Hamza Youssef, who will become Scotland's first minister, with a vote expected on that shortly.